This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he has the legal right to intervene in criminal cases after his attorney, William Barr, criticized him for tweeting about the Justice Department cases that he's overseen. Mr. Trump's Friday morning tweet came shortly after Barr said in an interview with ABC News that Mr. Trump needs to stop tweeting about the Justice Department, its people and its cases. He says it makes it impossible for him to do his job. Barr also said that Mr. Trump has never asked him to do anything in a criminal case. The United States and the Taliban have agreed to soon start a trial period of reduced fighting.
EU Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Roland Kobia, stresses the need to pay close attention to human rights.
We have to be careful about how the situation is going to evolve. On the protection of rights of women, minorities, youth, media freedom, etc.
Analyst Peter Bergen, who has followed developments in Afghanistan for decades, believes that the only guarantee for sustaining achievements in institutional and social progress will be a continued U.S. presence in the country.
I think we already know that if the United States completely pulls out of Afghanistan, I think these institutions might succumb. You know, they'll be under a lot of pressure. So I hope the United States doesn't leave.
While the deal poses uncertainty for Afghans, it is expected to be a political boost for President Trump, who campaigned on pledges to end America's longest conflict. Ardita Dunelari, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. President Trump again says that he does have the legal right to intervene in criminal cases after Attorney General William Barr criticized him for tweeting about Justice Department cases. And China's National Health Commission says that the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to at least 1,523. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected with the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Data released by China finds more than 1,700 health workers have been infected with the disease and six have died. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus calls this a critical piece of information.
Because health workers are the glue that holds the health system and outbreak response together. But we need to know more about this figure, including the time period and circumstances in which the health workers became sick.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal prosecutors declined to charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure. McCabe's lawyer said in a statement that they were told in a phone call and letter that the case is closed and no charges will be brought against them based on facts. The Justice Department's Inspector General had accused McCabe of repeatedly lying about authorizing a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. A federal jury has convicted attorney Michael Avenatti, who once represented adult film star Stormy Daniels in a lawsuit against President Trump.
Avenatti glared at jurors as the verdict was announced and shook hands with his lawyers before being led back to his cell. Prosecutors say the lawyer threatened to use his media access to hurt Nike's reputation and stock price unless the apparel company paid him up to $25 million. Defense attorney Scott Srebnick says Avenatti will appeal.
He's disappointed, but he's a fighter.
Avenatti became famous representing porn star Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump. He still faces an April trial on charges that he defrauded Daniels of hundreds of thousands of dollars of book proceeds, and has a trial coming up in Los Angeles in May on charges that he defrauded clients and failed to pay taxes. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.